Blog Talk Radio.
Donnie has some personal issues that he has to deal with this morning, so he left me in charge, which is pretty scary. Anyway, he's the one who does all the psychic readings and angel readings and things like that. And I don't, but I will be taking calls because I do love to help with any kind of questions because I just, you know, been through a lot myself, and sometimes all we need is just some common sense and maybe somebody who's been there before and is willing to listen and help with anything that they've experienced that you might have questions about, or you've just, you know, enjoy meeting somebody just to talk to. I'm here for that. And also sometimes, you know, something comes across and while talking to you that, you know, you might be interested to hearing. So here where I am is in Kansas, and what I do is a lot of things. The list that I go through is usually just a whole lot shorter than things I do. So feel free to call in and have any kind of, you know, still just regular questions. You don't know why he doesn't call you. You don't know what's going on, or have something you like to discuss with somebody. That's what I do. I'm here in Kansas, and right now it's pretty cold and windy and chilly, but thankfully the snow is gone, so we can actually get around a little easier. But let's go ahead and take a call here just to get the morning started.
¿No fue la enfermera?
This is 956. Hello, this is Christina.
You and Gloria, right?
Hello?
Your mom's Gloria? Okay.
956, you're on the air. Oh, I guess not. Oh, it looks like Blog Talk is having a little bit of an issue. Keeps telling me something's attacking the system. That's not good. And anybody else has questions? Or wants to call in and just talk to chat. I'm noticing a lot of things going on in the news or that seem to be causing a lot of issues. You know, what is it with today's society and, you know, people going missing, taking children? It's just very sad. Also, been a pretty slow morning so far. Got anything you're worried about and want to have somebody to talk things over with? That's also what I do, because sometimes, you know, a listening ear is what's important. Dottie and I have some very interesting conversations every now and then about what's, you know, going on in each other's lives and having opinions. Sometimes those opinions don't necessarily agree with each other on, but usually go back and think about it and realize that person was just kind of pointing out something we hadn't thought about. We always have to giggle at him when he comes back and tells me that I made him think about something, which considering all the things he's talked about and he knows about, that always gives me a little bit of a thrill. We all know that, you know, we all have that person that seems to have done everything and been everywhere, so it's a little nice to know that you can still surprise somebody. So feel free, call in, we can talk, we can chat, I can listen. A lot of what I do best is just listening. Sometimes I can hear things, but don't, you know, sometimes other people miss. I had one caller the other day who was really concerned and was sad and about what was going on in their life and was really getting upset and nervous, and all I could notice is that she just sounded so tired. Come to think of it, she had been. She hadn't gotten much sleep all week. And like, honey, sometimes you just need to take a break, take a nap, and things look a whole lot better. I do know I spend a lot of my days, you know, just making sure that the decisions I'm making are not based on my fears. can go along with what I'm wanting to really accomplish in my life. And that takes a lot of time. And a lot of honesty and truth when you think about it. So we've got, let's see, 956 is back. Let's see if we can actually talk to this guy.
No, pero venía a levantar carta.
Hello, 956, are you there? Hello? Hello? Thank you for accidentally dialing me. Hi!
How are you?
This is good. This is Christina. And you are?
My name is Yolanda.
Oh, hi, Yolanda. Where are you from?
South Texas.
Oh, you probably are having better weather than I am right now.
Oh, yeah. It's about, I would say, maybe 75, 80 right now.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
What is the weather where you're at?
Oh, it's about 37 degrees, wind about 30, and it's rainy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you don't want to go out there at all, thank goodness. I don't have
not at all.
So what's going on with you today, this morning?
Well, I'm calling to see if I can get an angel reading.
Well, that's the thing. It's just me today because Donnie has some personal stuff he has to take care of. And I don't do angel readings or psychic readings. I just sometimes, but usually what I do is just what I call the everyday, this is what, you know, comes across to me kind of discussion. Is there something in particular that you're, you know, have been thinking about or, you know, worried about? I'm usually, you know, what I call the best friend.
I'll listen to you. Yes, I understand.
And it's like,
And so you're saying that you just pick up general stuff? I don't mind, you know, anything that does come to you, I'm, you know, open to it.
Yeah. Well, usually it helps to know a little bit of what's going on in your life.
Okay. Let me see. I've been in a relationship for about 6 months now. Yeah, about 6 months. I'm a single mother of three.
Wow.
He lives about an hour away, so we don't see each other that much. But we've been, you know, kind of talking about moving in together. Yes, no, financially we can, but we want to, so I don't, you know, not sure on that one.
Yeah. Well, now you said you've only known him 6 months?
Yes.
Now, have you been dating for 6 months or you've only just met him 6 months ago?
We've been, I just met him 6 months ago and we've been together since.
Awesome. Well, because some people say I've known him for 2 years, but we just started dating 6 months ago or something like that. So.
No, met him 6 months ago.
Oh, wow. How did you meet him?
Through a friend.
Mm-hmm.
To another friend at a get together, huh?
How long does this have this friend known him?
Oh, I would say maybe about 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Mhm.
And what does your friend think about him?
They like him. They say he's a very hard worker and stuff. So, and that he's a, you know, he's a good person at heart. He was in an accident a couple months ago, so he's going into surgery and he's going through hard times right now and stuff like that. And you know, I understand all that. That's why I don't put any pressure on him regarding, you know, the move and stuff like that. Yes, I do say, you know, hopefully one day we can do this, you know, but I'm not going to put pressure on him.
Right. Well, but you're
that's
both,
where we're at
you
right
know,
now.
Living separately, though, you're both doing all right, though. I mean, the relationship is seeming to be growing organically and doesn't seem forced or anything.
No, not at all.
Okay, well, that's good.
No.
Well, see, and that's something I kind of don't understand sometimes, and I've you know, have a couple of other friends in similar situations where they've only known these people for a couple of months and they're already talking about moving in together. And I'm thinking, why? I mean, what, to me, it's like, what's the hurry, you know? Is it, you know, you're afraid that the person's going to, you know, go away?
No, honestly,
gonna,
I don't.
They're
going to
find out too
so.
Much about you?
No, not that either. I guess just when we first met, you know, we both agreed, this is what I want. We both, you know, put our cards on the table. I'm a single mom. I told them I have three children, you know. They range from this age to this age. I told them I'm not here for games, you know.
Right.
If you're going to want to mess around for a month or two or this and that, then, you know, I'm not here. I'm not the person you're looking for. Basically,
right. You know,
what
you're
I
not,
said.
You're not the friend with benefits type.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I told him if we're going to do something, we're going to do something, you know, that's going to last. And I will be faithful
right.
to you, and I would want the same respect.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in a marriage, of course, also before me.
Mm-hmm.
He has three children also from his first marriage. He was cheated on just
Bunch.
Like I was cheated on. I'm sorry?
I say the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. he was cheated on just like I was cheated on. So he kind
mm-hmm.
of understands where I'm coming from.
Right.
And we both agreed, yes, that's, you know, he told me the same thing. You know what? I feel the same way. If we're just going to mess around, then no.
Mm-hmm.
So we came to that conclusion at the beginning, and now we've been together since. You know, there's been struggles. I'm not going to say there hasn't. Yes, there has, you know, financially and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
somehow we're hanging in there.
Well, that's good. Now, how long was it that, you know, you guys have both been single?
I've been single 9 years. He's been single, I believe, 8.
Okay. So you've had plenty of time to, you know yourself, and he knows who he
oh,
is
yeah.
and the things that that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Well, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, it's been that long for both of you, and, you know, you have, well, obviously with his surgery and things like that, that definitely needs to be his focus right now, because the more, you know, just to help him with the healing process when surgery is over and everything, to not be worried about, you know.
Exactly.
Being stressed about his relationship, also on top of his physical stress as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, do you guys like have like a mid? I mean, I know he lives an hour away. Now, do you guys just sort of when you do get together, is there like a halfway point that you meet, or does he?
No,
have
he
to come
comes
all
to me.
Way down to... Oh wow!
He always comes.
that is nice and very rare, I might tell you. I have a few friends like that's just you know he's like that's just too long to go. It's like, don't you love her? Well, yeah. And you feel that an hour or two is too far to spend time, you know, time with her. Well, yeah. I mean, the gas and everything. It's like, then, honey, you don't want her.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not that into her if you're not willing to go that far. You know, jeez.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's very true.
It's also too. I had a guy propose to me over the phone because he didn't want to drive the 40 minutes to my house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
If he's willing to so it's like he's willing to drive an hour to spend with you, then that's, you know, that's pretty sweet. That's good. That's a good man right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My mom says, well, you know what? I think this one's sticking, huh? I said, yeah, I think so.
Wow, Mom, thanks.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Aww.
My marriage was very bad, so there's a lot I don't put up with, you know, and a lot, you know, that I just, you know. So that's why my mother says, well, we'll see, you know, if he'll last. Oh, he's lasted 6 months. So she says, well, I think he's sticking.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moms have a way of like, what I call, like, you know, backhanded compliments, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I was like, I'm not quite sure how to take that, Mom.
Exactly.
Now, what kind of things have you guys done together?
Actually, we have a trip coming up, I believe tomorrow. We're heading out to San Antonio. Yeah, we're heading out to San Antonio just to go spend some time together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been to San Antonio a few times. Love the Riverwalk. That thing is just so
cool. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Except when you have to eat, you know. But otherwise,
yes,
it's so many
exactly.
It's just free and just beautiful. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he was in an accident and surgery, what's his mobility like? I mean, did he?
Actually, it's his shoulder.
Okay.
See, he was a truck driver. And a truck just ran him off the road, and, you know, the truck flipped over and stuff like that.
Oh.
And so basically just his shoulder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he'll be able to keep up with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
There's nothing worse than a guy that's like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, I'm so tired. It's like, we've only been out for 15 minutes. It's like, yeah, I got this.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, no,
exactly.
Come on. We're away from the kids. We're in a beautiful spot. Let's go.
Uh-huh, yeah. No, thank God. Yes, he will.
Oh, good. Now, usually my question is, because, you know, ever having been in bad relationships, and sometimes it's very obvious, like you said, you both were cheated on and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk to each other about that previous relationship, you know, your previous relationship, your previous marriage, and, you know, you kind of ask, you know, what happened, what went wrong, when he talks about it, does he blame everything on her, or does he take a little bit of the responsibility too?
No, he understands that it was because he was out so much. You know, he does know that. Like I said, he was a truck driver at that time.
Right.
He sometimes was out 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm. No, what
so
has
he
understood? Well, so has he done, so does he know how he can do something different this time?
Well, he just talked to me about another job a couple days ago, 2-3 days ago. He said it was he'd be going out 7 days, coming back 5. I told him, well, it's a lot better than before, you know.
Right, exactly.
At least the numbers are coming down.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind
and it
of...
It was a lot closer to home.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So he went...
Go ahead. I was going to say, so it'll be about maybe a 3-hour drive versus all around the world. He would travel to California, across the state to New York, back to California, down to Texas. I mean, he'd be out 2.5 weeks sometime.
Mm-hmm. Now, when he's out on the road, does he is he good about communicating while he's out, you know, like,
texting
or calling and things like that, staying in touch?
Yeah, he will at the either when he stops. He doesn't like to do it while driving, of course.
Well, no.
You know, yeah.
The rest
do it
of
in
us
the morning
appreciate
or...
that he doesn't like to do that, too.
Yeah. But, yes, he does. And
it's one of those things. It's like if you didn't learn from your previous experience, you know, or how you can do it differently the next time, then it's you're just sort of doomed to repeat the same pattern. But it does sound like he at least knows, you know, that's usually the thing that I'm concerned about, you know, when I hear people talk. It's like they put all the blame on the other person, even though, you know, a large percentage of it is that person because they went out and did something incredibly
true.
Stupid, you know, without talking or trying to do any fixing. And it's understandable, you know. But at the same time, there's usually something, you know, it's a two-way street, so.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Well, now, has your kids met his kids?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. That is one thing we haven't done yet, and it was my choice because mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure, you know, this is the man I'm going to stay with.
Right.
You know, I don't want my kids to know, you know, everybody. It's just, I don't know. It was just me.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's understandable. I just, you know, since the one friend has known him for so long, you know, at a get-together
mm-hmm.
or whatever, I didn't know if maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
the kids have run into each other at somehow in some way or something because
mm-hmm.
of other guys.
So my daughters met him. The ones that I haven't met him are the two small ones. I have a 9 and a 12-year-old. My daughter's 19. She's met him.
Gotcha. And what did she say?
She likes him. She says he looks like he's a very good person, very nice person, you know.
Uh-huh.
She's okay with it.
Because we all know that 19-year-olds know everything, you know, and you need to listen to them.
yep. Very true.
Yeah, they're immortal.
Yes,
and
they're never wrong.
Exactly.
Yep.
You just don't know, Mom. The world is so much different than it was when you were young.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, that's good. Now, and your mom's met him.
My mother?
Yeah, has your mom met him?
No, my parents have not met him. My father is, gosh, I would say my father is very old-fashioned. Still to today, my father tells me, we were talking about a man the other day, and he's like, none of them are good. I'm telling you, I don't want to meet nobody. And I said, okay, I'm not even going to mess with them. They're all the same, and, you know, this and that. So I figure, okay, once I do, you know, what I'm going to do, and then, you know, I'll have to do it. But right now, I'm not even going to mess with it.
Well,
and I'm 42 years old.
Aww.
I'm 42 years old, and still he says no. He's, you know, he's always been very, very overprotective.
Well, to him, you're always the 4-year-old in pigtails. Come on.
Yep. Very true.
And your parents then, I'm assuming, have been married for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents are, I would say, about 70 right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Your poor mother.
Yeah, that's what she says. But then, of course, my father says, no, you don't know what I've had to put up with.
Oh. is he an Archie Bunker type?
Is he a what? Yes. Definitely.
Archie Bunker type. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he probably looks like him, too.
Those are the best because they're all crusty on the outside, but just all gooey teddy bears on the inside.
Yep.
Definitely adore. Does he adore your children? He probably adores your children and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. He's always trying to, you know, take care of him and stuff.
That's going to be hard for him then because he's kind of like got back to being able to take care of you and the kids again and have
mm-hmm.
somebody come in and take over. Ooh, yeah.
You really better
make sure that this guy has his ducks in a row before you even introduce him to dad.
That's what I thought too. I said, I'm not even going to mess with it till I'm really sure.
Oh, man. Now, does this guy remind you of your dad some?
Some of the stuff, yes, and it's crazy because my mom says, oh, my God, you married your father. I'm like, no. No, that's not what I wanted. She says, well, you sound just like your dad. I'm like, oh, my God.
Aww.
It's
crazy, but
they do have a lot of similarities.
Well, that sometimes is a good sign. I mean, definitely, I mean, if your dad did a good job of taking care of his family and, you know, you've always felt loved and respected by your father, then, No, that's a good sign.
Mhm. Yes. And I know he's a good father also. I mean, I hear him. He tells me, he talks to me about his kids. Yes, they don't live with them, but mm-hmm. I've seen him when they call him, how he talks to them, you know, how he worries and, you know, stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I know he's good. And we've talked about my children also, you know, how it would be and stuff like that, how he would treat them, how I would treat his children. And basically it sounds like, you know, it should be okay.
Now does his children, are they close to the same ages as your children or much older?
Yes, they are. He has a 10-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 19-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, is his 19-year-old a daughter too or a son?
It's actually a boy.
Mm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And is that son, like, you know, off in college right now and everything?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
Then he's learned priorities from his dad then. That's good.
Yes, exactly. He's an MMA fighter. You know, he's doing real good.
Good. Wow. Oh, I can't imagine the four little ones together.
Oh, I know. And you know what? This man was... He's actually a veteran. He was a sniper
right.
for the Marines for about 20 years.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That takes some nerves of steel. That's for sure.
Yes, it does. I tell my friend, I think I got it.
Yeah. Well, it also goes to mean extreme patience because, you know.
Yes, as he's talked to me about, that they've sat there for, you know, days and days and days. He says, you don't know how much patience I got.
Exactly. Now, how is he, when you're talking, do you do all the talking and do you ask all the questions? Or is he
oh, no, he talks a lot, too.
Okay, good.
He talks a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that
he's a good talker,
too. Oh,
yeah, exactly. Especially with his background, they say that that Marines are very cold and very, you know,
mm-hmm.
shut down and stuff like that.
Right.
But no, he's pretty good.
Well, then that kind of sounds like, yeah, you got something good going there. And I think as long as you don't feel pressured in any way, you know, just
mm-hmm.
let it continue being what it is, you know, and, you know, especially if he's, you know, willing to drive an hour to come to you and doesn't complain about it, you know, or anything. My only thing
mm-hmm.
is, you know, when you're talking about financial things, you know, how hard it is financially. As long as it doesn't
mm-hmm.
come across as if he's asking you for money or he doesn't feel like you're asking him for money,
mm-hmm.
then that usually is what causes problems early in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but...
Oh, we've been good on that one.
Good.
That one.
Yeah. Now, let's see, San Antonio trip, you said it was next week? Or you said tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh. Well,
yeah,
he's
going to drive towards my house west, and then we're going to drive back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he's just going to come pick me up, do an hour drive, and then go back towards San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could drive
mm-hmm.
to his house, but it'd be, you
mm-hmm.
know, it'd be a lot better, but why am I going to drive when he can actually come for me?
Exactly. Remember,
when he doesn't complain. Yep.
Yeah.
And he doesn't complain, so that's a good part.
Well, because it just means more time with you, you know, and extra
yeah.
time, which is good. Oh, that's adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
this time and stuff like that, you know, he definitely can, you know, he's learned to appreciate, you know, which is rare these days, too. So
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, That's very. What did he do for Valentine's Day?
We went to eat. We went to go eat dinner. We went to a movie. And then we just went to, it's like a big lake, and we just sat there and ate some snacks and stuff.
Wow. And he planned this all himself, or did you throw in some ideas?
Yes, he did it all himself.
Oh, my goodness, girlfriend. A lot of people are listening now going, where did you find him, and does he have a brother?
South Texas.
Well, you know what? My great aunt, she met a guy that was in Fort Worth, Texas, after her divorce and cancer and everything like that. And she met him online because his wife had cancer, so it had been like a cancer support group.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed to get out of where she was and stuff like that. And he invited her down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a house that he was renting and everything, and said, you know what? You can come and stay rent-free till you get on your feet and everything like that. Just the nicest man. Just doing it as a friend. And
wow.
two years later, they were married. And they've been married, 10 years now.
Wow, that's great.
And I tell you, he sounds just like your guy, where he waits on her hand and foot. He adores her. And, you know, I've been down there and spent weekends with him and stuff like that. And it's like, where did he come from? You know, because
yeah.
Like, there's something about
him. Yeah, I tell my friend, there ain't that many like this one no more. So I think I'm going to stick with this one.
Oh, yeah, there's something about them Texas men. It's like their mamas raised them right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Very true.
He does everything and anything. No complaining. It's how he loves, and it's like, wow.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah.
You don't find that very often now.
No, you don't. No. And I guess what I would just suggest is once every 3 months, sit down and have a serious discussion about where you guys are, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, once every 3 months and see, okay, do we feel more comfortable now about moving in together? Are we still okay where we're at? Does anybody feel pressure one way or the other? The only thing is like, I wouldn't make the choice to move in together because of financial reasons. Because that kind of stuff changes all the time, and if it goes really well or
it
goes really bad, exactly. So just when you come to make the decision, just make sure it's because, you really are ready, to have it
in every way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the financial stuff will take on.
I do appreciate your time.
just a lot of times, it's just nice to talk to somebody who's on the outside about these things.
Yeah, looking in, exactly.
Stuff. Yeah, and it just kind of helps, take care of, there's no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you from Adam, so I'm not going to say, well, I remember when you did this and this and this, and I remember when you did this.
Yes, exactly.
Da, 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 da. And then your mother has her ideas about who you are and what you are, And your friends do and stuff like that. It's like, just based on hearing the happiness in your voice when you talk about him and everything, I think you sound like you feel very comfortable with him, and you don't feel like you're feeling pressure to, do things he wants to do because you don't want to lose him. I think sounds like you got a real keeper there, and it sounds like he knows he has a keeper too.
I told my mom, I've always wanted a man who's out with the cattle, with horses and stuff like that. I said, that attracts me so much.
That's a man who's not a that's a man who knows how to handle things.
Yes. Yeah.
Because horses are cattle. They're stubborn critters.
Mm-hmm.
They have minds of their own, and if you don't have a sense
calmness,
and if you don't have a sense of calmness and control, and they sense that, they know that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if he gets along well with horses and dogs and, you know, young children. That's somebody
mm-hmm.
that has a very
loves young children.
Yeah, that's somebody who has a very
you know, I can't have
calm
any more
spirit.
So. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be, you know, going to have a house full at some point here.
Yes,
that you
yes
will,
it is.
You will be having more, just not physically.
Yes, exactly.
Which, that's going to mm-hmm. be sort of something you might want to talk about because now, would he be moving down to where you are or would you be moving up to where he is? Or doing something in the middle?
He actually said it was up to me, whatever I wanted. See, I have my own business. I started my own business after I got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And my business is here. So
okay.
I'm thinking he might, you know, come this way because I told him I'd have to pick up my whole business and move it that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, what he does as a driver, can he drive from out of where you are? I mean, still be with the same company?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yep.
would he have to put
yep.
company?
Exactly. Yes, he could.
Okay, so he can be more mobile about it.
Yes, exactly. He's more flexible.
Gotcha. Well, that's
to where,
good.
Towards
that
where I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Now, how often does he just go and see his kids, or does his kids come and stay with him?
Oh, they come and stay with him also. They're
mm-hmm.
very, very
and
close to him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and like
well,
I told him, I have no
stuff.
Problem with them, you know, it, when we do, and if, you know, if we do move in together, I have no problem with them coming over and staying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Do you have room for that, or would you guys have to get somewhere just, you know?
Yeah, we're actually, we've discussed about purchasing a home. Together
mm-hmm.
to make sure we have room for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That would be the one thing, because especially I don't know how much he has them over the summer, and you know it's like there's only so much sleeping on the couch that one can stand.
Mm-hmm. exactly.
Now, see, that's the other thing though is what have you taught your children about relationships in that, I mean, if you guys moved in together, would it be before getting married or getting married first?
See, that's why I was kind of thinking, I'm not sure yet if I want to do this because,
mm-hmm.
of course, I don't, I really didn't want to go in until I was married.
Right. Yeah, because it's like not
you know
knowing your religious affiliations and beliefs and ethics and stuff like that, because it's like you tell your children, you know, don't do this
yeah,
until
exactly.
you get married, and then you turn around and here you are. They're going to be like, Mom,
very true.
What's going on? So that would be definitely the biggest part of, okay, how do we want
yeah,
to do
because,
this?
Yeah, because you're supposed to be setting an example.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, unless you sit down with your children and say, hey, due to the age that we are and the experiences that we've had, we feel this is the best situation for us, you know. So
mm-hmm.
we've both been here before and things like that, you know. Or, you know, we've had a, you know, change of how we do things. It just, yeah, it's just, yeah, that's going to be the trickiest part, I think, because,
mm-hmm.
like, And also, too, you buy a house together. You buy a house
mm-hmm.
together. Make sure your name is on the paperwork, too.
Oh, believe me, it'll be there for sure. I'm almost done with real estate also. So.
Oh, good.
There's a lot of stuff that I know that he don't know yet.
Yeah.
Or that he doesn't know.
I had one friend. She got divorced and wound up with nothing.
because
she
was
God.
Of the mind that the man takes care of everything. And so when she got divorced, because her name wasn't on anything, it wasn't on the title of any of their vehicles, it wasn't on the mortgage, nothing.
Yeah, that little word, those little words "and" and "or" mean a lot.
Uh-huh, exactly. And so, you know, so she had no way of proving that this wasn't his previous property, you know.
Wow.
And, I mean, the credit cards weren't in her name, nothing on the bank account. He handled all the money and everything like that, so she didn't know what he was doing or not doing. And it was, I'm like, well, why, you know, did you have a joint account? No, he just handled everything and just took care. And I was like, oh, my God. And it's like now she's 40, she's 41 years old and, you know, has been on her own for two or three years now. And, you know, tried to come back from all of this and, you know, then wound up with a boyfriend for a year that wound up taking advantage of her and, you know, ruining her credit and everything because she didn't know how to protect herself, you know. So it's like, so now I'm like, I tell every single woman, it's like, whatever you have in your name, keep it in your name. And whatever you get together, make sure your name is on it too.
And the good thing is the business that I opened up, I actually clean credit. That's what I do.
Excellent. Well, I might need to take care. I may need to take your phone number down here because my coworkers like I may need help cleaning up some stuff after I do a lot of the things I have planned on doing.
And you know what? A lot of people don't think it works. And I would have thought the same thing before I did all this. You know, before I started it and everything, I could have told you the same thing. I would have never believed it.
Yeah.
But it actually does, you know, it does work. I dispute against the bureaus and the collection companies. I dispute directly with them. Anything negative and inaccurate on the report is what I dispute.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely something that's coming up with a lot of people lately because of the changes and how credit companies can do things and stuff like that. A lot of people are like, what is going on, you know, and have nowhere
and there's a lot of laws. There's a lot of laws that we don't know. Like, let's say an example with collection companies. I'm sure there's a lot of things that we don't know. Like, let's say we had a Sprint account. We never paid it. You know, they sold it to a collection company. You, by law, do not owe that collection company. You know, they send you the bills in the mail and all that, but you don't have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm. Not unless they can show proof of the original company of that you signed the agreement with. You know,
yes and no. Actually, let's say X company is a collection company. We need proof that you made the contract with X company, not with Sprint, with X company.
Right.
You know you owe Sprint, but you never made an arrangement with X company, so you don't owe them.
Now,
you know what I mean? They have to provide proof.
Right, and that's what I was reading too on it. Is like in the contract that you signed with Sprint, there's usually in there it says, you know, if they send the debt to a third party, then you agree, you know, that you know, debt is that third party's or something like that. But doesn't that third party then have to have a copy of that original paperwork to show you to prove that they got that debt from that from Sprint?
Yes, they say that they're the owners of the company. They're the owners of your account. They purchase this, and that. They'll send you that. They'll send you the original contract, basically, where you signed with Sprint. But, you know, it's a couple months of process where you say, okay, this is not what I'm asking you for. I'm asking you for this. And, you know, there's different ways and different laws.
Right.
I mean, I've had people where, you know, they get served that they're going to court because they owe the collection company. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as you show proof that you tried to pay, basically what I do for them is I make letters, and what it says is, in a way, am I denying to pay? I basically want you to show me proof that I owe your company.
Right.
You know, and I'll pay you. And I get my clients to register those letters. Now, if they register those letters with a return receipt, if the company decides to go to court, we have proof.
Right.
We have proof of the return receipt. I keep a copy of the letters so the judge can see. And you take that and you tell the judge, look, this is what I sent. This is a copy of the letter. This is the return receipt. I tried to pay this account, but they could not show me proof. Yes, I owe Sprint, but no, I don't owe them. The judge asked them basically, okay, she asked you for her signature. Do you have it? Well, no. Well, can you get it? No. By law, the judge has to throw it out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, and I've had, you know, a couple of clients actually, you know, win because of that. Because there's proof you actually tried to sell it.
And even if they do come up with it or anything, you can settle for a much cheaper amount because, you know, they purchased it for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's no way they can come up with it because you're asking for a signature of the collection company. You never signed a contract with the collection company. Yeah, you signed it with Sprint, but not with the collection company.
True. Yeah, well, then you should be doing a booming business.
Let me tell you that it's hectic.
Uh-huh.
It is. Yeah. There is a lot of work. There's a lot of laws you have to read up on and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the way you help your clients.
Exactly. Well, then you definitely are in a good field then. So, and how long have you been doing this?
3 years.
Okay. So you should be starting to hit that mark where you've got some establishment and everything. Yeah, I wouldn't move either.
Exactly. My clients know where I'm at. You know, there's a lot of word of mouth. I don't have to advertise anymore. Basically, you know, and what I tell the people is, you know, I'm not going to screw you because, of course, you know, for me, it wouldn't
yourself.
Be wise.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'd be hurting myself because, of course, you know, I don't do advertisement anymore because of word of mouth, you know. And sometimes the service I give is a six-month service. Sometimes I'll give them 1 or 2 months extra just to make sure, you know, they reach a 650, six, you know, 700 up to where I'm satisfied, you know, that they're satisfied.
Right. Exactly.
Yep, and
well,
I tell
then,
them, and, you know, I'm not going to charge for that. That's free. I just want to make sure that you guys leave happy like that. You can bring me somebody back. And they're okay
with
it.
Definitely when we're getting into a place in society financially where every time I turn around, you know, even a job wants to run your credit report.
Exactly. I have a couple of FBI agents, a couple of DEAs, Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. Sheriffs, you know, all that, they do need it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, or, you know, getting a, you know, trying to get an apartment and stuff like that. It's like they want to run your credit report, you know. It's like go to get a job and they want to run your credit report. And it's like, why would my job want to run a credit report? And it's like, well, because depending on how much trouble in, they might want to, you know, if you're going to try to steal money from them or something. Like
exactly.
Okay.
Well, I just tell them,
definitely not a woman I would want to mess with, so.
I tell them, you know what, I have, you know, a lot of big people. Why would I even try to, you know, mess with them when I know, you know, so much that they can do back to me, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's not, it wouldn't be wise because, again, I'm a single mother. This is, you know, what basically takes care of me.
Right.
You know, so why would I do that?
Exactly. Well, then you definitely sound like a woman who knows who she is, what she wants, and how to get it.
Well, thank you very much.
And I And, you know, and, yeah, and I, you know, and your gentleman friend there, it sounds like he's learned a lot through his years, too, and,
you know. Yeah,
I hope
you know what, I do
well,
think so.
Because that's a tough one. Shoulder
surgery is one
of those that can go so well or so wrong.
Yeah, he was kind of nervous because he said that they told him one of his bones is already leaking, so it's not that good. So he's kind of nervous.
Aww.
So tell him, you know what, just have faith. It'll be okay. You know, we'll be okay. And he says, okay, we'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of times, like, you know, they talk about positive biofeedback and things like that. You know, and stress releases a lot of negative hormones and everything that can make things worse. So it's like, yeah, you keep giving him, you know, keeping him thinking on the positive and, you know, having faith, you know, then it it does help your body. So, you know, he keep his spirits up, you know. And that usually helps. Now, are you planning on, are you going to be able to be there while he's in surgery and everything?
Yes. I will be
there. Good.
I will be there for sure.
Okay. You might actually meet the other children then.
Yeah, you never know, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I will. I'm pretty sure I'll meet the rest of the family.
Yeah, exactly. For several hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, something to be nervous about and look forward to.
No, not nervous, to look forward to. You know? Well, that's good. Well, yeah, then, yeah, I just listening to things in your voice and stuff, I think you definitely have some pretty healthy intuition yourself and everything. So you just continue doing things as they feel right for you. And I think you will be perfectly okay. And actually, probably more happy than you've ever been in your life previously.
Actually, I can honestly say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say that's very true.
Exactly. And as long as you keep, you know, you focus on you first, your children, and then him, just keep your priorities in that order, then, you know, he will understand that, because the best way that you can take care of your children and the best way you can have the proper relationship with him is if you are doing well.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
As long as you are doing well, then you can be the best that you can be for everybody else. So, you know, like they say, you know, put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you put it on your children when you're on the plane. Because if you're about to pass out, you're no good to everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly, very true.
Well, I'm glad you called in, because it definitely, you know. You know, I think, like I said, I can't, you know, I don't think you needed the angels to tell you anything, because it sounds to me like you have a pretty good grasp on where you're at and where you want to go. You just, every now and then it's good just to say some stuff out loud and hear yourself say it and realize, you know what, I got this.
Yeah.
You got
You know what, I do believe that. I thought this time I think I do got this.
Mhm. And you know, and your children will see that, and your 19-year-old daughter will see that, and know, you know, it'll be something that if she gets into any issues herself, she's like, you know what, my mom's been there, done that, and I saw the grace of which she handled
it. They call me Super Mom.
Exactly. You know. And just as long as she doesn't feel intimidated by you.
No, not at all.
The reason why super moms are, you know, can be a little intimidating.
No, the reason they do that is because I have a big heart. My daughter, I brought in one of her friends. Her mom was put in jail and stuff like that, and I brought him into my house. You know, I... took custody of her. I'm one of those persons that can't say no, basically.
Mm.
You know?
Well,
and
that sometimes, though, can bite you in the butt, so be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, you know, it's a big heart, but sometimes, too, it's like you do need to, like I said, draw some lines sometimes to make sure that, you know, you're not overextending yourself and putting other, you know, other things at risk.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, I had her for about 2 years. She's already engaged to be married and everything, so she's good. She's a lot better than where she was a long time ago.
Well, that's good. That's what we want for people. We want to help people so that they, you know, that when they leave us, they leave us better than when they came.
Yes, exactly.
Which means we know that we did the job that God wanted us to do.
She says that when she finishes college, she'll bring me her diploma. I said, okay. I said,
very
I'll be waiting
good.
For it.
Excellent. That's the best feeling, especially when it's something, you know, that is quite the achievement when you come from, you know, backgrounds like that. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can only go up from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've told her.
Well, you know, please like keep us posted.
I will. So, I appreciate your time and your help. And it was nice talking to you.
You too. And feel free to call back, you know, any other time, too. Donnie will be back to be able to do angel readings and things on Saturday night or Monday or Tuesday night. He just had to take care of some personal stuff this morning, so.
Okay, well, we will see you then.
But he's like, he goes, I trust you to be able to handle it. It's like, okay.
Well, it sounds like you took care of it.
Very good. You have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was fun. Wow. She definitely found herself a good man. Let's see. No, I might get the call picked up. All right. Let's see here. Hello, 951. This is Christina. What's going on with you today?
Hi, Christina. How are you?
Not
too much.
All right.
Good. Christina, I wanted to see. My name is Natasha. Hi. Yeah, Christina, I wanted to see if you can tell me if you pick up any marriage and future children for my future, if you see anything on those lines.
Well, usually how I do things is I just kind of get to know you a little bit I'm not the actual psychic. Like, Donnie's the actual psychic. I usually kind of help. I can pick up things based on, you know, talking with people a little bit.
Okay.
Are you currently in a relationship right now or just got over one?
Yeah, not currently in a relationship right now, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now here's my question. How do you, when you think about marriage and you think about kids, what's the first emotion that comes up?
Excited.
So it always brings up positive things for you and everything?
Right. Happy feelings, you know, happy time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that will be happy time.
Now, what are you doing with your life right now? I mean, are you just working? Do you have a particular career? Are you in school?
I am working, and I am also in school. I'm working and doing medical coding, and I am in and I also I am in school part time.
Now, and you're doing school for the medical coding, or are you doing school for something else?
Just kind of to upgrade the medical coding, just to get in the same line, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So have you taken that test that gets you all certified and everything like that yet?
Right, yes, to be a certified medical coder, yes.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend who was doing it. She's finished everything, but she's never taken the test because she's like, it costs $300.
Yes,
like,
it does.
Well,
Yes, it does.
Find $300 and take it, girlfriend.
Right. Get the show on the road, right?
Exactly. It's like you spent all this time and money taking these classes, but you can't do anything with it, so you take the test. It's like pay $30 for put aside $30 for 10 months, and you'll have $300.
Right. Just keep on saving up. Yeah, because that's a big chunk to get ready to. In other words, it's hard to give up that $300 initially for that test.
Yeah, but it's worth it, though. I mean, are you in a better place now than you were before you did it?
Well, yeah, it's definitely worth it. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She'll make it back. She'll make it all back. Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing I tried to tell her, because right now she's, you know, between her kids and her kids' kids and stuff like that, and her husband being laid off from work and everything like that, she's doing that thing where she's putting everybody first and instead of herself. And I love this woman to death, sweetest woman on the face of the planet, deserves the best, and she keeps giving it away to everybody else.
Oh, wow.
She's like, stop it, honey. It's like, but they need me. It's like, no, they need you to be at your best. And until you're at your best, you're not giving them exactly what they need.
Right, exactly. That is
now,
very true.
What kind of things do you do? I mean, like, for fun when you're not working or and going to school?
For entertainment purposes?
Hobbies, you know, or social groups or something like that?
Yeah. I belong to a single ladies group where we get together and go out and do different events, whether it's dinner, sports bar, book signing event, just any type of little different thing that's going on in a community. Somebody will find out about it, and we'll all get together, and we'll go and do that. So.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, wow. Probably for about maybe a year.
Okay.
I've been in that group.
That's good.
So I do various things with, you know, wine tasting, bowling, basketball games, just out and about, you know. Just we
now,
have to get out and do things together.
Now, do we make sure that these places also have the somewhere that men are involved too? Or is it just all ladies?
No. Well, it is a group for ladies, but the places that we go, anybody can be there. You see what I'm saying? In other words, if we're going to a sporting event or a sports bar, chances are there are going to be a lot of men there. If we're going to a jazz club or something like that, so where we're going, is that we don't go to places where there's just only going to be women there, if that's what you're asking.
Well, yeah, because that's usually the mistake a lot of these groups of women do. It's like, oh, and, you know, and how am I going to find a man and stuff? It's like, well, if you're forever hanging around with this huge group of women, men aren't going to approach because, you know.
Right,
like,
absolutely. No, we do stuff where it's a we mingle all to maybe it's one or two, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it'd be like a big atmosphere place, yeah.
Well,
and
that's the thing, you know, I would focus on that when you go out to do the things that are in the community, you know, and that are more volunteer and are helping other people. That is when I would, you know, pay attention to the men that are around doing that kind of thing. I wouldn't pay attention to the men that are hanging out at the sport bar or at the bowling alley.
So community-based thing.
Yeah, like if you're going to, like, help If you're doing something like Habitat for Humanity, or if you're going to the food bank and helping at the, you know, for the
volunteer
food drive. Yeah, mm-hmm. Something, you know, because the men who do those things, now a vast majority of them are doing it because it's a family thing, so they, you know, they already have wives and children and stuff like that. But the men who don't, the men who are single, who are doing those things, those mm-hmm. men are the ones who, to me, those are men. Because they're not out there to have a good time and meet somebody. They're there to help and to
serve.
With
a purpose. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. they that's what they feel that is their purpose, and that's how they can, you know, serve other people and not expect anything in return. And what they get in return is a feeling of accomplishment and doing good. That's the kind of man we want, you know, women need and want in their lives, because that's a man who receives love and feels love by giving, which sounds weird to a lot of people, but it's true, you know.
Okay.
And that's a man who's emotionally healthy. That's a man who understands priorities and knows how to give of himself without expecting anything in return. And women are reactionary. Women will react to how they are treated. They will react to what you do for them. So if you do something positive for them, we have a tendency to react positively and do things back. You know, if you do something negative,
right.
then we have a tendency to react negatively. So if he's used to doing things, positive things, and not expecting anything back, then when he does get something back positive, you know, get something back, it makes him want to do even more things for that person and stuff, because it's like, I didn't expect it, so when I did get something, it was, you know, it was more than what I expected. And he's perfectly
mm-hmm.
okay with that. So, you know, that is when I would keep my eyes and my heart open. Is when you guys are out there doing those kinds of things. You know,
mm-hmm.
not that and the other things aren't bad or anything like that. I'm just saying it's a different demographic.
Right, the quality type of man. Exactly. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you've been doing this for a year, you know, you've probably kind of run into the same kind of people whenever you do those kinds of events. So
run into some interesting characters.
So what, you know, so now that you've been out there and you know, people are getting used to your face and your name and the things you do and stuff, you can start asserting yourself a little more to where, you know, it's like, hey, you know, you see a gentleman that you've recognized in these places before, you know, it's like, hey,
mm-hmm.
weren't you at such and such a thing that we did a couple of months ago, you know? So now you have a perfect way to break the ice, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get to know more people. And, you know, if you do find out that, hey, you know, they are in a relationship and everything like that, don't feel rejected. Because who knows, they might know somebody who is single.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and they'll be keeping their eye on you and come across like, you know what, you know, I met this fantastic woman, you know, and everything. And, you know, go and talking to their buddy and saying, hey, you know, you really should come with me to this thing because there's this lady here, you know, that I've seen her, you know, how she works with people and she's got a good heart and she does all these things and she has a really wonderful, you know, happy, positive personality and things like that, which... That's the most attractive thing to anybody is to have an upbeat, you know, to have confidence and to have a smile and to, you know, that in the end is what really attracts people. So
mm-hmm.
to me, I think you're on the right path, hon. You keep going out there. You keep making yourself the priority by, you know, your school and, you know, working on, you know, doing your career, and then, you know, doing your social thing where you're with your girls, so you have your girl support, and that you're out there in the community supporting your community, you will be surrounded by the right kinds of people who will know the right kinds of men. And these men are the ones who, you know, they have their priorities. Those are the ones who want marriage. Those are the ones who want kids. And they don't look down on themselves for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they don't care what their buddies think because, you know, they're not there flinging back beers at the sports bar watching games, you know?
Right.
It's like,
right.
Why are you here all day Saturday where you could be out in the community helping somebody? You know,
right.
You're just making it, you're making everything about you right now. So, not that there's anything wrong with going and having a beer with your buddies, but to me it's like, if this is all you do with your free time, then what are you going to do with me when you have free time?
Right.
Probably nothing.
Right. Pretty
so,
much. Yep. That is true.
You know, and,
that is true.
You know, when you make suggestions of going out and doing things that help others in the community or help other people, you're not going to get
mm-hmm.
the, oh, do we have to? Or can't you just do that yourself?
So, right.
It's like, well, you go have fun. I'm going to sit here and, you know, twiddle my thumbs or play my video game.
Right.
So you know that person does have the right kind of heart and the right kind of focus about what's important in life. So, I think, you know, I think you've got it together more than a lot of people I know.
Yeah,
and honestly,
I'm trying.
You know, yeah, and remember, it's you, you know, a lot of times is when you are happy with yourself and for yourself and you're not needing anybody else to make you happy,
mm-hmm.
that actually attracts the right kind of person in your life too. You know, because
okay.
they see, yeah, and, you know, you, and before you know it, you've got somebody who, you know, sees you for who you are because you know who you are. If that makes any sense.
Right. Yes, it does.
You know,
it does make a lot
know,
of sense.
There won't be any surprises.
That's right. No surprises.
No
don't
surprises.
Want no surprises.
Like, exactly. And it's hard for somebody to mask who they are when they're putting themselves out there, you know, for other people. So
mm-hmm.
that, because a lot of times that's when you're, you know, you drop your guard when you're out there helping other people. Because, like I said, it's not about giving. It's not about getting something for yourself. It's about giving. And you can't give
mm-hmm.
without really being yourself. So that's a good way to see a man for who he really is and how he is with older people, how he is with children, how he is with animals. Because he's not trying to impress anybody because he's not there to impress anybody there. He's there to serve. So
right.
You know, and
right.
So yeah, it's like what you know, whatever the next community event thing that you girls are gonna go to,
mm-hmm.
keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open, see who's there. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be, you know, make some more friends.
Right.
They're like,
no, right.
You never know who knows who. And you can say, you know, why don't you, you know, even like one of those sweet little old ladies who are there, you know, like, you really need to come to my house and meet my grandson.
Right.
Or,
oh, that
you
would
know,
be funny.
Yeah, like my grandson's usually here, but he couldn't be. But, you know, give me your name, you know, or whatever, and the next time, you know, he's out doing something, I'll give you a call and see if you guys might want to work together on something.
Wow, yeah, that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, because see, that's where a lot of us go wrong, is that, you know, it's home and it's work. It's home and it's work. And then it's like going out to the club, or it's going out to the bar, or it's going out to some sort of meat market thing. And not that it's not, you know, it's not wrong to do those things, but to me, that's the wrong place to find, you know, your
to meet somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, if you're just going out to meet somebody to have a little bit of fun, then you're in the right place. But if you're looking for marriage and you're looking for kids and stuff like that, then wrong place.
Wrong place, yeah. Right.
Wrong place.
Definitely.
Too many people pretend to be something they're not. So.
Right. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So have.
Definitely. I remember when I was much younger, I made it a point. I used to go out a lot when I was in my 20s. But even at the young age of 20, when I was out, because I really used to enjoy dancing, so I would go out dancing a lot. But I never gave men who approached me there and asked for my number, I would never give it to them. I would be like, it's something about meeting men at the club, I would tell them. I was like, it just don't sit right with me. I was like, if I met you anywhere else, I probably would. I said, but because it's here, I just do not like to meet men in this club atmosphere. Will never become of us. And that's how I was. And my girlfriend used to be like, you're weird. And I'm like, they was like, you're weird. This is why we go, so we can meet people. I said, not me. I go because I want to dance. I am sincerely weird because I enjoy music and I want to dance. But my girlfriends, it was a meat market for them. They went because they wanted to meet people. And I was always different in that aspect. I was like, oh, these are being, they're all after one thing. They mentality is somewhere else, and I'm not there, you know? So I was like, I'm not going to give anyone my number here. I just want to have fun. I just want to dance and go home. And that's exactly what I would do.
And you know what? Good for you, because that a lot of times that's what it is. And the only, you know, the thing that I tell the younger women now is, like, if you know, you dance with a guy, he bought you a couple of drinks and you had a good time and he wants your number, it's like, no. If he says, I want your number, instead of saying, I want to see you again, when can I see you again, then don't talk to him. No, you're done. Now, if a man says, I want to see you again, when can I see you again, then you're like, how about, you know, a couple of days from now, and we'll have coffee at such and such a place, you know? And if he's really serious about wanting to see you again, he will be there at such and such a place at such and such a time. And then you can give him your number, you know. But he's going to need my number so I can remind him so he doesn't forget. It's like, trust me, honey. If he really wants you, he will remember.
He'll remember. That's right.
He will remember.
That's correct.
You know, and in this day and age, we have phones that we can put have calendars on them. That first thing he's going to do is he's going to pull up his calendar on his phone and he's going to put, you know, Susie at Starbucks at such and such a street at, you know,
this time.
4 o'clock p.m. And that man's going to be there at 3:30.
That is correct.
Because,
you're right.
Because he can't wait to see you, you know.
That's right.
And you never do it the next day. You never arrange for the date to be the next day. No, you put it a couple of days out to give him the opportunity to forget. You know? Because all he's going to do, if he really is that into you, he's going to be dying to see you by the time two or three days come. And that's how you know that it's like, this man's serious. If all he does is ask you for your number and doesn't ask you for a date, hell no.
That's not going to work, right? Yep, you're right.
Yep.
You're right.
So, and that's, and so you've been, to me, it's like, yeah, your girlfriends may have had plenty of relationships between now and then and stuff and things are weird, but how many relationships have they been in and out of since then?
Yeah, you're right. It's just
how many times has their heart been broken and taken, and how many times have they been taken advantage of compared to you?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
So, yeah,
dating can be a tricky thing, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, weeding out the men is work.
Well, the best way I usually put it is guys let things happen, men make things happen.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
So a man makes what he wants happen. He doesn't he doesn't let things happen. He makes it happen because that is a priority to him. That is what he wants. He knows what he wants. So, and he knows how to get it. I think with you, whatever the next thing you guys are doing for the community or in the community or whatever, keep your eyes open. And you know, stir up some conversation, you know, make some contact, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you have the self-esteem and the confidence, you know, that is very attractive and will make a positive impression. And, you know, and just, you know, keep doing what you're doing because it sounds like you're doing an excellent job.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to try to stay on the path.
Yeah. It's hard sometimes. It's lonely sometimes. I hear that. But, you know, in the end, see where your girlfriends are, you know, and the hotness that they are.
Right. Yeah.
You just kind of look at your life going, okay, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I'm just noticing with me, you know, I meet men all the time. But I seem to never make it to the first date. By the time I finish weeding them out, we don't get too far, you know. Because
right.
I'm learning to see red flags. I wasn't always that good with the red flags thing. But I will say, as time goes on, I'm getting wiser and wiser, and you know. Learning to discern different things from, you know, when men are, you know, being real and not being real.
And you know why that is?
And, you know, and there's some, why?
Because you're learning to recognize when you are being real with yourself and when you're not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because
the more you recognize the real you, and the more you do things that you know make you happy, the less that you know you have clearer vision because you have more intention and true intention in your life, which clears out the BS that people try to tell you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. In other words, I've seemed like I've become so much more no nonsense. In other words, I'm like, well, no, that's not going to work for me.
Exactly.
You know, no, that's not going to work.
Mhm.
And I'm like, well, that one's gone. Didn't take long to get rid of him, and, you know, and it's like next, and it can be kind of frustrating. It can be kind of frustrating, but I'm like, well, it's not what I'm looking for at the end of the day. It's like, you know, do I settle? No, I don't want to do that.
No.
Well, no, you don't want to do that. So it's like you keep on just pushing everybody to the side. And, but sometimes you want to say, well, you know, maybe I'm being too, I don't know, like maybe I'm, my standards are too high, or I'm too, yeah, or am I too picky, or well, when I find, yeah, that's what everybody seems to think about me. My friends think that about me. Oh, well, you just, you know, you're too this, and you're too that. And I'm like, well, asking to want a man to be loyal and faithful to me, is that really asking a lot? Really, you guys? My girlfriends seem to think it is. They think, well, you know, all men cheat. Oh, look, listen, all men cheat. You know, okay, you just got to, yeah, this is the type of friends I have. Well, you know, they all cheat. Ooh. You just got to. You got to just, you know, deal with it. Just, or you got to deal with something. Just pick and choose what you want. I'm like, really? I don't think I have to. Like, I don't want to choose to do that. I was like, I don't want to. You guys can do it. I say, you know what? I think I'd rather be by myself, you know, but some people are not cool. I was like, if I have to deal with that, then I'm okay. And they like, well, that's why you're single. They like, well, that's why you're single.
How many cats do you have?
I don't have any cats, believe it or not.
Well,
I don't
then,
have any.
Then you are perfect. Then you are doing okay.
Yeah, I don't have any cats.
The moment you sit down and you're surrounded by six cats, nope, it's over. Then you become too picky.
In other words, you're okay with all your animals. Humans.
Yeah, as long as you don't have any cats and you don't have five dogs, you know, you're doing great. you are doing great. Yes. No, but
yeah.
I think you are now in a position, you know, as an individual, as a positive personality and a very, you know, loving and giving person. You know how you are first, and now that you are first in your life, then whoever comes into it can get the full benefit of who you are, but you also know that you can't be taken advantage of. And so that will weed out the players and leave you with the men.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because players will try to take advantage of somebody who doesn't know themselves. And since you know yourself, you know where you're going, you know how, you know what you want, you can't be played.
Right.
So, yeah, that is, you know, I believe that, you know, you put yourself in areas where there are other people who are real and authentic, then you will find that man who's real and authentic and isn't going to cheat. You don't have to settle.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Yeah.
Now, just be careful because, you know, there are the ones that, you know, there are still a few players in some of those, you know, circles because, you know, they want themselves a good woman, you know. And,
right.
You know, so they play that. You know, there will still be a few players like that. But you can usually hear it in their voice and you can see it in their face. I want a good Christian woman, you know, because I love God and, you know, I'm about my church and about my family and, you know, every other word is, you know, Jesus this, God bless that, you know, and serving the Lord.
Right.
And it's just kind of like, okay, you know, whoa, you know, nobody,
right.
Nobody in
a
real
little
life
over.
Who's real.
A little overdoing it.
Exactly. And you're like, you know what? When you find balance, give me a call.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, they do a whole lot of talking on a certain scale with certain buzzwords that you're going, that's a little bit too obvious right there. because it's like, yeah, no. But like I said, that will be one of those things where you will see, you know, the way they, if they talk, you can sense when somebody is talking for real, you know, this is their real, you know, their real self, because you've become your real self, and so you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
You know, and there's always that cliche, you find it when you stop looking for it.
Oh,
and
yep.
It's very
I think
true.
I believe that one.
Yeah,
right.
Like when you,
yeah, I'm
when,
starting
you know,
to believe that one.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, you keep doing what you're doing, and things will work out the way they're supposed to. You just keep putting yourself out there, you know, in the right areas. And, you know, you don't have to settle.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to settle. And I'm being told that that's what I need to do.
You know, because actually the worst feeling in the world is for somebody to tell you that they settled for you. You know? You don't want to do that to another person.
Right, exactly. Like,
you know,
you really wasn't my first pick, but since you came along,
yeah,
I just decided to jump on this bus because I didn't want to wait for the next one. I didn't know how long it was going to take to get here. So I decided I was going to jump on this one.
Exactly, and you wouldn't want somebody to settle for you. You know,
right, exactly.
You know, because that's just as unfair to that person as it is to you. So
that's right. I agree with you. It's wrong all the way around.
Yeah, and you're not that kind of person, and you wouldn't want that kind of person for yourself either. So that's another way to look at it. It's like you don't want to do that to another person because you wouldn't want that done to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be
exactly.
honest. You can be honest to you know to that person. It's like, you know what? I think you know deserve to not be, you know, somebody settling. you deserve to have somebody who would make you, you know, that you are the first and only in their life. And you know, I don't mean any offense. I just want to treat you the way that I would want to be treated.
Right. Right.
Because we teach people how to treat us. So, and you can look at your girlfriends and their lives and what they've been through in relationships, and you can say, you know what? Why do you treat yourself that way?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't
yeah.
you love yourself? Why do you not love yourself enough, you know, to let this be done to you?
Right. Yeah, I know. The joys of dating.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and that's the thing. It's like going out to a club and talking to somebody and then texting them back and forth and stuff is not dating.
Oh, no. Definitely
yeah.
is not dating. But don't let tell that to the man. He thinks it is, and some women do, too. It's the craziest
yeah.
thing to me. I have
yeah.
a problem with even a man asking me for my telephone number, and then
yeah.
I give him my telephone number, and the only thing he does is text me. It's like,
yeah.
if you were going to text me, you should have just asked me for my email. Because I don't
yeah.
like that. That's very impersonal. It's very impersonal, and I feel like you must have something to hide. Like, why
exactly.
are you not picking up the phone to call? It's a big red flag. And normally when
exactly.
they do it, I just cut them off.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't even waste my time.
Yeah, it's not dating anymore. It's just talking. And it's like, you know what? You can talk out in public, you know? Meet me somewhere in public. If you want to talk, meet me somewhere in public, you know. And like I said, it's like if he's into you, he'll ask to see you again before he asks for your number.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you know. When the man comes up to you and says, you know what, I've been seeing you at these things, and I think you have a beautiful, you know, soul, because I see it out there when you're out here doing these things for everybody. I want to see you. When can I see you again? You know, I want to take you out. When can I take you out? Doesn't even ask for your number. Just ask to take you out so that he can have some one-on-one time with you. That's when you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man.
Oh, is that, that would be the sign that that's the man? That don't even ask, just
yeah.
ask to meet you somewhere, like, when can I take you out? That's
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Because that is a man. That is what a man would do.
And you are in a spot now
where you know it feels right. That is how it is, and it's what you know that you've been waiting for.
Wow.
And my rule is, don't go over to his house and don't have him over to your house until he's taken you out in public at least 10 times.
Hey, I agree with you. I'm very big on men not coming to my house. Very big
yeah.
on it. And me not
but
coming
like,
to theirs
oh,
either. I'm very offended
yeah.
if they even ask me over for dinner. I'm offended.
Uh-huh.
I'm automatically offended. I'm like, really? No, I will not come over to your house for dinner. I don't even want to deal with that person. I already know where their mind is. And it's like,
exactly.
really? That's the type of stuff I'm encountering. Why? That's what I mean. I'm just getting rid of people so fast. This is what I've been going through. Like, they'll do just like, I'll meet somebody and all they'll do is text me. And then I'm like, okay, well, I'm done with him, you know. He's a texter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into that. Then I'll meet somebody
right.
who I've only talked to them once, and they already invite me to their house for dinner. You know, then I'm
uh-huh.
like, okay, then it's another one. And it goes on and on. It's always something that's the big red flag for me. And I'm
yep.
just like, these are red flags. Like,
mm-hmm.
wow, is there anybody out there that won't give me a
yep.
red flag?
Well,
yeah, it can be frustrating.
Exactly. But it's one of those things, like you said, it's a red flag, because if the first thing they want to do with you is have you over to their house, it's like, oh, well, you know, we'll have dinner at my house and then we'll go out and do something. No. It's like a kidnapped victim. The moment they bring you to the second location, it's over.
You're right. I have a girlfriend who says the same thing. She says, you know what, I'm so... Now, it took her she was 45 years old to figure out that she's so tired of dating men. She says she goes out on one date with them, and then after that, they're in a relationship. In other words, they come to her house, and it's all over. They never take her out again. I said, yeah, they never
exactly.
take you out again because you let them come to your house too quick. You can't.
Exactly.
In other words, she says, I never get dated. I never get courted. I just wake up, and I'm in a relationship, and then we never do anything. She was like, I'm
exactly.
tired of it. I said, well, then you
yeah.
have to do something different. You have to stop letting them come over to your house, number one.
Yep. Exactly.
Right?
It's like, to me, it's like, you know, they take you out at least 5 times before they even know where you live. And then they pick you up at your house, but don't come into your house until they've taken you out 5 more times in public.
And if
there's an evening where, you know, oh, we're just going to stay in and we're going to watch a movie, we're going to get some pizza, we're going to watch a movie, you know, no.
Right.
You know, you don't do that until, you know, he's been out in public with you, and you've met some of his friends, and you've met some of his family. You don't have to meet all of them, but you've met a few of
right.
them, you know, because otherwise,
so
he's hiding you. It's like, no. I want you to show me off. And if
right.
if we're only ever at your house and we're only ever at my house, how are you going to be showing me off, you know?
Right.
No.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
and for every
true.
And for every quote date or whatever that we spend at my house or your house, you have to take me out three more times before we do that again.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Well, I don't know. Some of these men, they don't even like to take you out on dates.
Well, see, that's ridiculous.
So I think so too, and I won't tolerate it. I won't deal with them.
Yeah,
I won't deal with them.
I'm not worth your time.
Right.
I'm not worth your time and energy and your money, and it doesn't even have to be a lot of money. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. If they could be, it doesn't even have to be. Yeah, that's what I'd be trying to explain to men. It doesn't have to be all about spending a lot of money. A date could be at the park. My thing is, I'm just not going to your house. A date is not going to be at your house having
mm-hmm.
dinner or on your couch watching movies. No, that has to be way down the line,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. Anyway, that's the
exactly.
way I think.
Yeah, because once you get them in your house and they discover you got a comfy sofa, you're never gonna get their butts off of it.
You got that right.
Especially when they figure out you got cable too.
Yeah, you better not have cable, huh?
Yeah, it's like, you know, after him taking you know the 10 dates, you know. Then I would go, and then I was like, you know, let me go, you know, take me, you know, then you go see where he lives and how he lives. And if he has, you know, an Xbox, you know, all these game video game crap, and it's like all he has, you know, and it doesn't look like there's much of anything else going on in his life, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
wow.
So... Yeah, you're. I think your standards are fine.
Yeah.
So
some people seem to think they're a bit too much. Yeah.
But just like I said, look how often your heart has been broken compared to how often your friends' hearts have been broken, and how often
right.
you've been taken advantage of compared to how you've been taken advantage of. You know.
Right.
And. Whose shoes would you rather be in?
Right. Yep. That is correct.
Yeah. You know. So, yeah, I think I believe that when you will know when that man comes to you and says, I really want to get to know you better, where can I take you? You know, where do you like to go? You know. What's your favorite restaurant? You know, what's your favorite activity? I want to do that with you.
Right. Yeah. Yep, I'm sure that day will come.
Mhm.
But so far, I tell you, all I find is texters.
Well, it's because we let them get away with it. Because we let, you know, somebody's like, why did you do that? Well, because she let me, you know. We need to stop letting them do that to us.
Right, exactly. You are so correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you are correct. Nope, I don't let them do it with me. No way. As soon as
mm-hmm.
they text me, I'll be like, I'm not interested.
Yep.
I do not do that texting stuff. I don't like it at all.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just like, if you want to just send me messages, just take my email. Right?
Send me a message
Make
on Facebook.
Yeah, something.
But it's like, you know, yeah, because it's like, you know, I don't have time for that. You know, I got other things going on with my life. You know, I have a life. You know, my life isn't going to be attached to my phone waiting for you to respond to my text, you know, and then freaking out when it takes you, you know, 2-3, you know, hours to text me. And then I'm like, what are you doing? What takes so long? Yeah, no, life is too short for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got other things
I mean,
to do.
Yeah, you know, these men, they ask you for your phone number, and then they text again and again and again. They never pick up the phone to call you. Never.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they just want to text somebody or what? I don't get it. I'm baffled by it.
Oh, well, yeah, because they'll text you and they'll start, you know, they'll start texting you certain kinds of things. And the next thing you know, they're gonna be either they'll send you a picture, or they'll be asking you for a picture, and then
yeah.
they, you know,
yep.
they're, you know, they're going, and before you know it, you're doing, you're like, whoa, what am I doing here? And
no, I don't even do that.
Like,
they don't like me.
Yeah, when they
because
yeah
they,
when they ask
they
you
send...
yeah when they ask you for your phone number, you're like, why? Well, so I can text you. It's like, well, why do you want? You know, and it's like, why do you want my phone number? It's like, well, because I want to talk to you. It's like, well, you're talking to me now. Well, no, I want to be able to talk to you again later. It's like, well, you don't need my phone number for that. We just, you know, tell me a time and place to meet you, and we can talk there. And if they or I
right.
get really big, like, oh, crap. It's like, you know, they're trying to think of when their girlfriend is going to be out of town or when their wife is busy, you know.
Oh, boy, too funny.
Mm-hmm.
Too funny.
And you're like,
wow.
Busted.
Exactly. Trying to have a cake and eat it, too. I'm so sick of them ones, too.
Uh-huh. Like, nope. It's like, you know what? I go to such and such a place for lunch every Tuesday, you know, at this time, you know. You want to talk to me again or see me again, that's where I'll be, you know. And if
right.
he shows up, then that's, you know, then, you know, that's truth. You know, if not, then you're like, well. But at least you're not
right.
wasting any of your time because this is what you
that's,
usually do anyway. So either you have company
right.
or you don't have company, but it's still cool with you.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So,
funny.
Oh yeah. You know what you want and you know how to get it. It's just a matter of, you know, getting through the crap.
Yeah, I guess.
It's
weeding out. This weeding out. This stuff is a mess. I mean, it's just like it's not that. I mean, it happens pretty quick, but it's just like really like. In other words, it don't really take that long, but it's kind of frustrating with every other person you meet, and this is the story, you know. It's always something.
Yeah, exactly.
With them.
But you know what? Look at where your life was, like, 5 years ago, and look at where you are now. And, you know.
Well, I sure do date smarter. I will say that. In other words, I
mm-hmm.
definitely date smarter than I used to. In other words, I wouldn't, back then, I wouldn't even see any red flags until I was already in. And until I was already in the situation, then I was seeing the red flags. Now I'm going in with a flashlight. I have a flashlight as soon as I meet them. And it's like, nope. It's like I have warning signs. As soon as I see them, all the warning signs come up. Like, be aware, this person is this, that, and it's like, nope, you got too many side effects. So
mm-hmm.
I'm good. Yeah.
Well, and like I said, how do you feel, how different are you than you were 5 years ago because you're doing this now?
Well, it makes me feel more, you know, in power, you know, like more
exactly.
in control of me, you know,
mm-hmm.
not trying to be in control of them or them,
mm-hmm.
but in control of what I want. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
right, yeah, you know, not letting anybody, you know,
mm-hmm.
take advantage of me, if you will.
Exactly. You know, but do you consider yourself, you know, jaded and cynical, or do you just consider yourself confident and happy?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, yeah, definitely confident. And, yeah,
mm-hmm.
confident and happy. Yeah, no, I'm not jaded and cynical. No, not at all. I'm okay. I'm good. I'm more, you know,
mm-hmm.
confident in a way that I,
that I date. In other words, I know how to date smarter now than I did in the past. So it's okay. In other words, now I'm not wasting my time. So that's good. It's easier to just get out earlier and know a way ahead of time that this person is not what you're looking for. You know, he's already said a couple of things that doesn't sit right with you.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you already know that. Don't even waste your time with this type
exactly.
of thing. You know,
and think about how that's affected other areas of your life. Then, you know, and how you are at making decisions about other things in your life, and how those things have changed since then too. I mean, would you say you're
right.
in a better place now than you were back then?
Definitely. Yep.
Right.
In other words, it's
you know,
an all around good, positive
exactly.
thing. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. In other words, you're right. It affects every area
mm-hmm.
of your life. Yeah. In
mm-hmm.
other words, you can make decisions confidently. You know, kind of second guessing yourself.
Exactly.
Right. You're not second guessing yourself. And you say, you know what? That was the right decision for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
So
yeah.
you know how to make healthy decisions. You know how to make confident decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it you know, and it shows in the rest of your life. And you can see that, you know, you honestly have everything you need right now. You have everything you need. You honestly have everything you want, you know, on a certain level. So that when this other thing comes into your life, it won't take away from what you have right now. It will just add to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody
yeah.
comes into your life and if you feel like you know, you're sacrificing one thing for that person and you wind up sacrificing another thing for that person, that's not right. You shouldn't have to sacrifice any of that for the right person. Because the right person will just add to what you already have. And, you know, because they won't take from you, they'll give.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. That is true.
You know, and what you have, and, you know, and when, you know, you won't feel like you're filling in anything in their lives because they're already fulfilled. You will just be adding to them.
Right.
And that's the health, that's what you want. That's how you know it's a healthy relationship.
Mhm. Yes. Yep.
So how you feeling now?
Good. I'm feeling good.
All right.
I am feeling great, thank you.
So I want you to go through your rest of the day saying, you know what? I got this. I definitely got this.
Yeah.
I got myself. I don't need anybody to get me, you know. I just want somebody to it's like you don't want somebody who needs you. You want somebody who wants
right.
you.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so, because you don't need anybody. You have yourself. You just want somebody because you want somebody to give you and you want somebody to give back to you because they want to and because you want to, not because you have to or they have to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct.
So, well, I'm getting down to the last few seconds of the show. But
okay,
I've
well,
had fun talking
thank
with you.
You. Yes, me too. It's been nice. Thank you so much. I enjoyed
well,
our talk as well. You've been very helpful. I enjoyed
okay, you feel free to call back. We're here on Tuesday nights and Saturday nights and Thursday mornings. And Donnie
okay.
will be back, and he can do any kind of angel reading or psychic reading or anything for you.
Okay.
And we'll see if he confirms my suspicions.
Okay, I will call in.
All right, well, you have a blessed day.
Thank you, you too.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. was fun. I know I didn't get to a lot of you and stuff like that, but Donnie always says if you feel that, you know, this person really needs to talk to you or has, you know, the conversation is about whoever we're talking to. Because a lot of times the conversation you're having with someone currently can already answer questions of people who are, you know, sitting and waiting and listening. And a lot of times if you continue listening, even though you're waiting, you might actually get your question already answered. But here we are at the end of the show, and thank everybody for listening, even though I know I'm not the the primary person on the billboard here, but just keep Donnie in your thoughts and your prayers because he's dealing with some things that are not, you know, easy or fun. And be sure to check back with us, and he'll be back on Saturday evening, 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And love to hear from you again or keep listening. Thank you, and have a very good day. And remember to make yourself a priority. There's nothing wrong with that. We live in a society these days where, you know, they keep telling us that love is about sacrifice. And honestly, it is to a certain extent, but I think we don't do it for the right reasons. You are worth everything you believe you are and more. So thank you, and we'll hopefully talk to you all again and listen. Bye-bye.